What's the biggest mistake you've made in the lawn care business? I'm going to have a couple posts on this one. I'll help price shoot a couple videos on this one. I'll give you a couple. There's so many. One that comes to mind is one of the biggest mistakes I've made in business, more than just in this business, but it's true of this business as well, is focus. I love business. I like starting businesses. I've got a million ideas for more businesses. And within a business, I've got millions of ideas. In the lawn care business, I've got so many things I want to implement. I've got so many ideas. It's really about focusing and prioritizing. I have bounced around and done so many things and started so many projects that have not been fully completed and fully implemented, and I move on to the next great idea. And that lack of focus has cost me incredible amounts of money, I'm convinced. That lack of focus to really take something and work it, build it out, implement it, see it through from start to finish, get it into a system and get it running in my business. So I'll give you an example. You might have a great idea for a referral campaign. So you start it, you write a letter, and you're going to send it out to your clients, and it goes out, and then that's it. Maybe it works and you never do it again. Maybe you don't track the results, you don't even know if it works. You probably shouldn't have even wasted your time with that. If you're going to do something, develop it out, basic, you don't have to work through it too much. I mean, just get it good enough to test it. So develop the basics of a referral campaign, send it out, track the results. Then improve it. Send it out again, track the results. Once you get it to a point where it's working, put it into a system, put somebody in charge of it. Figure out exactly how you're going to do it. If you're giving out gift cards, how are you going to get the gift cards? What's involved? If it's too hard, it's not going to keep happening. You've got to really think through the process. So once you get it working, once you've tested it, once you've refined it, create a system, put somebody in charge of it, make them accountable, track the results, then move on to the second thing. You're going to market. Pick one thing to do marketing-wise. I'm going to use postcards. Figure out how to write the copy. If you don't know how to write the copy, go buy books on direct response. Learn direct response or hire somebody to write your postcard. And hire somebody to do design for you if you don't know how to do it. But get it done, work it, test it, refine it, test it. Once you figure out, yes, this is working, I want to keep doing it, create a system, put somebody in charge of it, hire a mail house, use computer software to manage your marketing campaign offline, whatever you got to do, but put it into a system after it's been tested, get it fully implemented, and then move on to the next thing. Those are examples of things that I've not done so many times, and now I'm getting better and better, and I'm really working through things, and I've had a lot of success, but I know I could have had so much more success if I'd focused on maybe fewer businesses and developed out a business and built it even bigger. Or maybe if I'd focused on parts of the business before I moved on. Maybe if I'd fully focused on one marketing campaign before I added another. Those are the mistakes that I've made. It comes out of a passion for wanting to do so many things and wanting to be bigger faster, wanting to be better faster, wanting to make more money faster. And so I have this tendency, because I love marketing and love business, to hop from one idea to the next because I want to do so many things. And it's really about slowing down and getting some things done really, really well, implemented where there are systems running really, really smoothly before you move on to the next. So if I could encourage you to do anything to not make the mistakes I've made, really focus. Focus on a core set of services, a core group of marketing. Focus your attention on really building up really good, certain really good employees. If you've got salespeople, focus on one or two of those salespeople that are already working well and make them even better. Focus, focus, focus. I've messed it up so many times, but if you can learn anything from my mistakes and really focus on something and see it through and put it into a system in your company that will happen without you being involved, then you've really accomplished something. And I think that's how companies grow fast, and I think that's how profits grow fast.